Precious Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus as they sang for giving us your Son and how freely you gave him to us, how fully you gave him to us. Lord, thank you that your grace has touched us to delight in one thing, only your Son. Glory to God. Lord, thank you for the beautiful word. Thank you for the power. Thank you again for the encouragement, the love, the increase, the favor, praise God, the faithfulness, all in the word of God. And Lord, here you've gathered us today. And Lord, we just have asked in Jesus' name, let the Spirit just anoint. Anoint your word. Lord, anoint it in our hearts, God. Let there be an anointing on the people today, Lord God. Help us to be captivated, Lord Jesus, with your mind. And your mind is the word of God. And we're so thankful again that that life of Christ, the word, lives in us. Now, Lord, let us feast upon it. Let us grow up into you in all things. It's your will. It's your purpose. It's your plan. You've given the provision, and praise be to God for the power of your might. Lord, let us yield this morning. Thank you again for drawing our hearts to see more of the beauty of the precious Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our Bibles today. And I thank God that the Lord encourages us. That's how we begin. That's how we continue, and praise be to God, there's no ending to it, but it's all in the Word of God. Isn't it wonderful? Not here to give us our own thoughts or our own ideas. We know that man's wisdom is foolishness to God. We know that the only wisdom, the only knowledge to gain is in the Word of God. Thank the Lord. But let's open our Bibles today to Genesis chapter 13. And God willing, we're going back there again. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you, God. There's more mining for more gold in the precious life, praise God, of the faith that the Lord so graciously put in Abraham. And let's go to that 13th chapter, and we'll begin reading from that 7th verse. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. So remember this, that Abram was called out, Lot went with him, that's his nephew, and God increased the both of them. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Isn't that wonderful? Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou wilt depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. See, it was being set up there in God's faithfulness. Wondered really, in a sense, if Abram even knew what he was saying. But God was allowing, again, the faithfulness of God to work in Abraham. Abraham, I'm going to make your choice. You just let Lot figure out what he's going to do. But I've chosen you. Son, I've chosen you. I've called you out. Let me pick for you and let me show you how I'm going to do this. And Lot lifted up his eyes. That means his own eyes. This is what Lot did. And beheld all the plain of Jordan. He saw it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. I tell you, that must have been quite a fertile land. Must have been incredible. And Lot must have said, man, Abraham, he had a bad day. I'm going to take him up on this one. I'm going to take what he's going to give me. Here we go. I'm choosing with my eyes. And so it was like the land of Egypt, as thou hast comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now praise God. And praise God that the Lord has had us of late dwelling a lot in the life of Abraham. And here today, we have more of Abram's glorious testimony of the plan and the provision and the purpose and the power of God leading Abraham and leading him to be filled with all the fullness of God's promises to Abraham. And what an encouragement that is to us, brothers and sisters, because see, it's the same grace through faith. See, it's never changed. It's the same grace. Abram was in an idol shop. Abraham was not a good man. Abraham was not seeking after God. Grace found Abraham, praise God, or I should say Abram, and called him out, praise the Lord. God had great plans in God's grace for this precious brother in the Lord. And the same grace through faith that called Abram out, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you and get excited about it again. We have even more. We do. And I thank God for that. We have exceeding great and precious promises. In Ephesians 3:19, praise God, it says that our calling, what we've been called to, is to know the love of Christ. Isn't that something? To know the love of Christ. That means the depth of his love, the incredible every dimension of his love. He describes it in many ways, but when he tells you, I got a plan for you, yes, you're an heir of God, but I see you, and I've given the provision, the power, I've given everything, I've given the Holy Spirit to grow in it, but I have for you to even be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. With Jesus Christ. Not just an heir of God, but a joint heir with Jesus Christ, if so be that you'll suffer together with him, because there's a purpose in it, not just suffering, that ye may be glorified together. Glorified together. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it sweet? Isn't it precious? Those that are married, you ever kind of go to a place for a while and the Lord kind of encourages, said, you know, somebody might say, you know, you're a sweet little couple. You know, you guys just kind of go together pretty good. Well, that's just a little inkling of what it is with what the Lord wants for your life with him. Praise be to God to be glorified together with him. But see, brothers and sisters, in Ephesians 3:19, it begins saying to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled, not with just all the promises of God to us. Oh, no. That we might be filled with all the fullness of God himself. Now, that's incredible. That is absolutely beyond, but that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's there for you right now. It's living and alive in your life. And all that it takes is that step upon step upon step of grace through faith to just allow the Holy Ghost to set it aflame. Set it afire. He wants to do that. He's right there to do that. How about in Jesus' name, Lord, touch me today. Praise his name. And see what the Lord, though, really wants to emphasize to us today, dealing with me so much, really begins in that 14th verse of our text today, where it says, Abram is separated from Lot. Abram is separated from Lot. And Lot's his brethren. Lot's family. Lot, I mean, this has been some precious fellowship and good things, praise God. And I'm sure a lot of camaraderie in the things of God. But brothers and sisters, if you're ever really going to go to the heights, this is where it all begins, is in that separation. But I do want to bring this out, that God did it. God did it. The word of God, praise the Lord, is what separated Abraham from Lot. See, it is God's word. It's the very plan and the might and the power of God that does it. And Abram merely went and walked in what God had already before ordained for his life. Do you see that? See, Abram just walked. Abram wasn't choosing his way. Abram didn't even know where he was going. He just went. You mean God wants me? Praise God, I'm just going to go. Hallelujah. Just like in all those precious stories, whether it was Rebecca and all that. She didn't say, well, where are we going? How are we going to get there? How long is it going to take? She didn't say anything like that. She just said, I'll go. See, that's what the Lord's looking for. It's not, well, I got to weigh the pros and cons of this one, and I got to think about this for a while. I need to go talk to my family. Isn't that wonderful? That the Word of God touched that precious sister, and she said, I will go. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord. And anybody that wants to go along, let's go. Hallelujah. But what testimony this is, brothers and sisters, because this is just like you and this is just like me. See, the only way to the heights, the only way to the heights, it's not by my might, it's not by my power, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And what does the Spirit do? All the Spirit does, honestly, is take the things of Christ. And what is the things of Christ? It's the Word of God. And He shews them unto you. So the only way to the heights, brothers and sisters, we understand, is going after the Word of God. Going after the calling of God. And you think about how man tries to package this. And I'm talking Christian man. Oh, let's find your gift and let's find your calling and let's find your this. I'll tell you what, just find it in the Word of God. That's the only place you're going to find it. And it's so simply and beautifully put, I would that all men be saved and come to the full, the complete, the exact, the intimate knowledge of the truth. Then everything comes from that. Do you understand that? Go after that. Fully purpose, go after that. That's what He's calling you. You come to church, I come to church time and time again, and praise God, we want to know Him. But it's knowing the Word of God. It's growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't get caught up into all these fancy things where people are trying to appeal and appease your flesh. We'll make you this in the meeting. We'll make you that. We'll send you out here and give you a title and all of those different things. Let me tell you something. I've already got Jesus written on me. Huh? And I'll tell you what. And that's called, I'm a son of God. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, I'm a son, I'm a child of God. I'm an heir. Got that already written all over here. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a crown He's given. There's a name I want written on me. And that's the joint heir part. And it's called bridegroom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's it. Then everything else is an after effect. Anything I do, anywhere He puts me, it doesn't matter. That's why Abraham was saying here, you choose the left, I'll go to the right. You choose the right, I'll go to the left. I don't care. I know God's going to lead it. And it's even better that way. I'm not choosing. Isn't that wonderful? It's like when you get cornered in a situation. My brother was saying about, well, there's nobody captaining the ship. Man, that is such a good place, Jim. Captain's been there all the time. You've been running on deck. We don't got a captain. He's right there. Huh? Just go take a nap in the belly of the ship. Huh? Oh, yes, we got to pray for one another, don't we? Oh, how faithful He is to bring us to these places that are way beyond our strength. Hallelujah. But, brothers and sisters, this is the testimony here. In following the leading of the Word of God, it will always draw us unto Him out from among the camp. Let's get moving over here to Exodus 33 and verse 7. And in Exodus 33, verse 7, this is where this starts to come from. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. Okay? So remember, here we had all of those children of Israel going all the way out through. They're all Israel and walking around the promise and things of that nature. And Moses took the tabernacle and he pitched it outside of the camp. And listen to this, afar off from the camp, and called the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord, not everyone, it said everyone which sought the Lord, went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. Praise God. Moses didn't put it in the camp, made it convenient for everybody to get to. Why do I got things to say? Oh, I'm looking for a close church. I need one in my neighborhood. Huh? I dare to ask you, how many of you drive across town to eat a dinner? Huh? You better drive, you better get, you better go by the grace of God when He's giving you a feast. And it's just Him. Go after the Word of God and don't delay. Put it first and foremost. And I thank God for the testimony of the love of God in ones, for the truth. But what a beauty, what a calling, praise God, the people that seek the Lord. And we need to be real about this, brothers and sisters. If we are really like those that sought the Lord, and see, sought the Lord, that word sought means to seek His face. And it goes on even beyond that, to seek His exact and perfect desire. Words mean stuff. This isn't just play church. When you're getting married, you don't play around. Do you know that? I mean, you talk details sometimes. You get intimate. You share the complete heart. There's no holding back. Well, this is our Lord, and this was the type that He was even giving back then. You really want to seek Me? You think you're seeking the Lord? Well, let me tell you something. It means His exact and perfect desire. And what He was showing with Abram and Lot, there was good fellowship there. Don't get me wrong. They loved one another. They loved the Lord. Praise God. But if you think you're going to be able to hang around with those that are lukewarm, if you think that you are going to be with ones that are satisfied with the halfway house, if you think that you're going to win God's best by just feeding on the milk of the Word of God, you're sadly mistaken, because that is not the Word of God. Paul even had to get after them, didn't he? Those that had heard the depth, those that had feasted upon the depth of the truth, they got away from it. And so soon they got away from it. It wasn't like a long time. Paul was shocked when he went back and he preached to those Galatians that had feasted and rejoiced in the deep things of the Word of God, the bride, the bridal message. And he said, man, who's bewitched you? How soon you got away from this? Thinking somehow, some way, it's not the grace of God anymore. Getting a little bit slumbering. You should be feasting on meat, but you can't even handle that anymore. And I've got to go back and feed you with milk? Shame on you. Shame on you. They were acting like children. He had to treat them like children. And it didn't need to be that way at all. But they squandered it. They wasted it. Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up to this. If fully purposed, that's Ephesians. That's what Ephesians means, fully purposed. That's why, by the grace of God, it probably is the high watermark of the Word of God, that precious book. But if fully purposed has really struck our hearts, then the only way, the Word of God tells us, is we're going to have to feed on the strong meat. I was teasing today, that door, that's a heavy door out there in the front. I was trying to get in there. I said, man, you got to feast on the strong meat even to get in this place. Then I was trying to get out there to greet somebody, and I couldn't get out of this place. I tell you, He's speaking to us. It's a strong door. And He is the door. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. If it's really struck our hearts, it's going to be strong meat. If fully purposed is really it, then there's nothing else than the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As Moses set up the tabernacle, that means the sacred place of Jehovah. It's going to be dwelling in that place of the grace upon grace, brothers and sisters. And that journey is always one way. You go there alone. You go there alone. It's not with the masses. It doesn't work that way. You want to see the back parts of God like Moses did? Huh? That'd be kind of cool. Incredible. But you know what? You go there alone. You want to hear the ministering of the proposal like Rebecca did? Do you know one thing again? She was alone. Yes, she was. You want to see that man that Paul saw himself glorified together with Jesus? Oh, where he said, I glory in that man. You want that spirit, praise God, to take you to that third place in heaven, hallelujah, that height? Let me tell you something. Paul went there alone. Yeah, there's the theme. Oh, and God, I'll tell you what, he doesn't disguise it. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 10. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. This is Jesus speaking here. So wonderful. Well, this is all the word of God, but this is when he spoke here as his time upon this earth. Think not, he says, that I come to send peace on earth. That kind of grabbed you, didn't it? Did you hear that? Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. Praise the Lord, his word. Now listen to what his word does. For I am come, this word is come, to set a man at variance against who? His father. Huh? How many dads out here? Precious daddies. Stand in the word of God. You ever had to come up against your children? Stand. The only mistakes I've made in that regard is when I compromised. God help you to stand and don't be moved. Oh, by the grace of God. So here it goes again. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mom. There you go, moms. And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. I just thought it was just because I didn't like her. Let me tell you something. You're a child of God here. Your life's the word, and you'll never get away from it. It's true. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Look, listen to that. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Parents, be bold. Parents, fall in love with one thing. And I'll tell you what, then you'll really love your kids. You'll love them. You'll love them with the perfect love of God. Oh, it's so mighty. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. Man, I love him. Man, I love him. I get excited about this one who loves me so. I've got the Father because I got the Son. I got the Son. I got everything. Man, what am I living, huh? And see, that's the precious testimony here of Abraham. The Lord was always his first choice. Grace. I'm not saying sometimes there wasn't a little wavering here or there. We know, but boy, the faithfulness of God, that grace came and he didn't make it void. He chose God, even when it came to family. See, Lot was not interested in the depth that Abraham was going for. And Abraham didn't mess around with him. Abraham wasn't going to stay there with him any longer. Abraham wasn't worried about his riches. Well, wait a second, I got a lot of cattle too and I need fertile ground. I got to think of that. He wasn't thinking about that one bit. He wasn't thinking about anything except what God wanted for his life. And he didn't necessarily even see what God wanted at that time. You understand that. But he knew God was faithful. He knew God was true to his promises. He knew that God would lead him and not withhold anything good for him. But in order for Abraham to see it, I'm talking about the depth that God had called Abram to, God had to separate Abram to himself. He had to get Abram alone. He had to get Abram to a place, the only place where he could see the whole promise of God. Go back to Genesis 13. Let's read again, just verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, listen to this, after that Lot was separated from him. See, he had to go. By faith, he had to go. It wasn't, well, God, show me, and then I'll make a decision if I'm going to go away from him. Didn't work that way, did it? Listen again. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. God separated him, took him to a place where he could see it all, and God showed it and told it to him. Northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Lord's been preaching this to us, hasn't he? You're coming on Wednesday nights, you're hearing it over here. You're seeing it over there. It's the same theme over and over and over and over. I want the best. I want all the fullness of God grown up in your life. I want you to know the love of Christ. You talk about the passion in all of the scriptures of the bridal calling to us. Romans 12:2 told us, be not conformed to this world. We heard that on Wednesday night. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Transformed. You know what transformed means? To the very brightness of him. That's what transform means. To the very brightness of him. And she descends from heaven having the very brightness of him, the glory of God. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. If you're not excited about this morning, really ask the Lord. You're missing it. Not trying to make you feel bad, but Lord, encourage me in this. This is mine. This is yours. This isn't something far off or some gooey poetry. This is the proposal, the Lord's love to you. My goodness, this is our exceeding and great and precious promises. See, if Abram would have stayed with Lot, brothers and sisters, or choose those well-watered plains, he would have missed it. And the Bible tells us so clearly, don't choose with your own eyes. Don't stay with the masses in the majority. Refuse and fight against the easy way. Get away from the eye candy. Huh? Isn't that the truth? It is. Wide's the way of destruction. Beware when all men speak well of thee. That means you got no testimony. Come on, you know it. Oh, I get along with everybody, everybody likes me. Well, you have no testimony of the love of Jesus. You have any testimony of the love of Jesus? You are called by most a plague, a problem. They set you aside and they threaten you and all of these different things. And do not fear. If he be for me, who could be against me? Huh? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, they may think. No. They may think that they can destroy this and destroy that. But that's what he said about himself. Oh, you may tear it down, but in 3 days. 3 days. That's the life that lives in you. We're never going to climb to the heights without the separation. And as the Lord encouraged my heart, it's just one step away. Just one step. And that step's right there before you today. Did you know that? It's just a step of faith. You know what happens when you make a step of faith? There's another step of faith right there. Because you know one thing about faith? Faith begats more faith. Faith will give you more faith. Because in order to get that faith to begin with, it had to be the Word of God. And then you'll have more faith in the Word of God, and you might even come back tonight. What did he say? He kept us here overtime today. No, that was the Lord that did it. One step. One step. And you will begin to live the promises of God for your life. You'll begin to live and to sing a song, "I'm living in Canaan now." Why wait? Why put it off? Huh? Go now. I will go now. Let's bow our heads. Oh, yes. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your great love to us. Thank you again that you forever shew yourself faithful to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.